You have just tuned into Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender and letting go in order to let new and better things come into your life. Learn the true meaning of surrender. Get ready. Here is Brittany showing you how to lose to gain it all.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Today is such a great day. It's always a great day being here with you all. So today's topic is May is Mental Health Month. And as I discussed, I think in my last show or show before last, that I was going to dedicate May to mental health awareness. I work closely with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or better known as NAMI. I work as a volunteer. I take classes and I go to support groups there. I also don't work closely, but really follow Mental Health America, or MHA. And today I'm celebrating my first published piece on the NAMI blog. You can find that at NAMI.org, I think WAC blogs, and I'll be at the top. It'll be Brittany Miles, and I'm sharing about my daughter's first episode of psychosis. So today, let's talk about mental health. It's something that is not readily talked about, and I think in this age of COVID, a lot of people who didn't struggle are finding that they're struggling with depression, anxiety, or folks that do have more serious mental illness, such as major depressive disorder, OCD, psychosis, schizoaffective disorder, schizophrenia, bipolar, what have you, or might be struggling even more. So let's use this time today to talk about our struggles, our stories, and our triumphs. And feel free to come out of the shadows, come out and share your stories. It's important because by sharing your experience, strength, and hope, you can help someone else. And that's something that I did within that blog piece. And I should say that's part of a larger project that I'm working on, but still keeping under wraps. So you'll be the first to know when I have more to share. So your body and your mind all need the same amount of love, attention, and care. Within our culture, and I think over the course of human history, mental illness has been looked at as something to be feared. It's not understood. It's about demons inside of your head. That's still a pervasive belief system, even though we have science to back up that that's not true. But anything that is dissimilar or unlike behaviors that we see exhibited by others in our group, we're afraid. As we've talked about before, our brains are hardwired for fear and looking for security, even though security doesn't exist, but always finding a place where we can maintain homeostasis or just be on an even keel. So if we have some person that is dressed differently, talking in a strange way, maybe dressed differently, or is unmotivated to be a part of the group or to contribute to the group, we're like, well, what is that? What's wrong with them? Because they don't have an illness that we can see that's outpictured. It's all in their mind. And it's not something by, taking more vitamins or getting outside more or just snapping out of it, like Olympia or Cher said in Moonstruck. It's none of those things. There, some of those things, like health, focusing on your physical health to some extent, as well as getting out in nature and grounding yourself there, those can be supplements, but that's not how we're truly going to get folks help and heal. So today, what I'd like to talk about is just what one can do to get screened for a mental illness. MHA, because of mental health awareness, has a screening section on their website. So you could screen for various different illnesses such as depression, anxiety, PTSD, or even things such as schizophrenia and bipolar. You can go to www.mhanational.org. And I know we're going to be flashing that up during the day or during the show. And you can also go to www.nami.org. And you can get some more information about mental illness and what you can do to support mental health awareness this month. So I'm going to read you some facts about mental illness, some key statistics. While 1 in 5 people will experience a mental illness during their lifetime, everyone, emphasis mine, underscored, italics, bold, faces challenges in life that can impact their mental health. We have issues with our children. There could be serious physical illness, divorce, death, loss of job. Those are the things that are at the top of the list that are most difficult for people in culture, because those are radical shifts in how we view ourselves, our sense of self, self-esteem, security, and it changes our worldview. 1 in 5 U.S. adults experience mental illness each year. That's a lot. That's like one person in your family group or in your neighbors or your neighborhood community, your house of worship, could be your coworkers. That's a lot. There's a lot that people don't actually share here. 1 in 20 U.S. adults experience serious mental illness each year. That's huge. 1 in 6 U.S. youth age 6 to 17 experience a mental health disorder each year. My daughter is 1 of that 6. And it was very surprising, and it took us a while to get here. But again, it's important that people know and we're able to share and talk about it. 50% of all lifetime mental illness begins by age 14 and 75% by age 24. So by discussing mental illness and making sure that you're looking for the signs or indicators or really strong symptoms, it's important that you make sure that your kids are being checked out. And then also your teens and then the young adults, especially as they transition from home into young adulthood when they're in college and then before they launch outside of the home and into the quote unquote real world. So by sticking with our kids up until those critical years, you know, up until 25, it's critical, because schizophrenia, bipolar, those are things that will come on in those late teens, early adulthood years. And that's when it's, again, critical for kids to be monitored by family and by friends. And let's not forget, our brains are not, quote unquote, fully developed. The frontal lobes don't actually combine. I want to say it here, but they don't actually grow together until 25. And that's when we actually are done with growth. So by watching and waiting, looking for those signs, it's imperative that we get folks help sooner rather than later, because the earlier you can get help, that makes a big difference with the brain chemistry. And a trigger warning, I'm going to read a statistic about suicide and self-harm. If that is something that is a trigger for you, please pause the show right now, or if you're watching live, please step away or just put us on mute and come back in a few minutes. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among people aged 10 to 34. That's very heartbreaking and quite devastating that it happens so young, especially before a child potentially starts really growing into more of themselves. And then even with young people in their 20s and early 30s, again, those are critical times, again, of finding out who you are. And there's lots of pressure to find the right job, find that significant other, to settle down, have kids. And there's a lot of stuff there. And I know I was super confused in those years, even up until about 35, where after that, I realized I could just be myself and live my own life. So within that time frame, I think it's imperative that folks have a place where they can go or know that there are resources that they could use to help them work through whatever they're struggling with. So with that, we are complete with discussion on self-harm. So if you had stepped away, feel free to join us back here. So for the rest of the show,
What I want to talk about is the value of mental health, as I shared, talking about what tools are available to you, where there are screens on different sites like MHA.org or NAMI.org, what you can do to support your own feelings and the feelings of your friends, identifying when things are not right for yourself and giving yourself the space in the room and allow yourself a permission slip, like our last show, to explore what's going on with you and giving yourself that time to do that self-care. And I don't want to have us think that mental health is, you know, analogous to self-care. No, mental health is on par, again, with physical health. What we do to support our mental health could be done with self-care and some other things as well. We'll also be talking about resources to find the, you know, therapy and what you can do. And then lastly, we'll be talking about the tools. There are lots of mindfulness tools that we've talked about, and then other tools that are a little bit more therapeutic in nature that are at your disposal. So with that, you're here with me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. And we're talking about mental health awareness. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we're going to talk about all things mental health so that we can get mental health out of the shadows. And by sharing our stories, our struggles, our triumph, others can gain from our wisdom, from the experience, strength, and hope that we're sharing. So stay tuned. I think this is going to be a jam-packed show. Talk to you on the other side of the break.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
What if I told you that you can live your life with purpose and passion? Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe of Peaceful Easy Healing, and I want to help you bridge the gap between where you are today and where you want to be for many tomorrows to come. My approach is multifaceted. I use coaching, Reiki, and ongoing support to help you grow in every direction. Don't wait. Prioritize your self-care today. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number 2, gocoaching.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're here with me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And today we're talking about mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we are flashing up different mental health organizations, which you can research and look for resources for you, yourself, your family, your community, the world. So there are websites. The websites are NAMI, NAMI.org, and MHA, I think, .org. Don't quote me. We have them on the screen. Our lovely producer, Olivia, is flashing them up and throughout the show. And then also, I'd like to share that I wrote a blog for NAMI.org, and you can find that at NAMI.org/blog. And again, we're going to be placing that URL in the description box for the show, and then also showing it today. And in that blog, I am sharing about my daughter's mental illness. It's called First Episode Psychosis, which is what she has been quote unquote diagnosed with. There are a cluster of different symptoms that fit under schizophrenia, schizoaffective, psychotic behaviors. So I shared about her struggle and our family struggle with her mental illness a few shows ago. And that has prompted me to become very much active and an advocate for mental health awareness, even more so than I was. So that's why I wanted to talk about mental health today. I think coming out, as it were, from the shadows and people sharing their lived experience is important, because otherwise people still consider something mental illness, something to be ashamed of, something to be kept in the closet, something not to be shared. Often we do keep it quiet. You think it's something that you don't want anyone to know anything about, maybe due to your own belief system, fear, shame, a host of different emotions. And I went through a gamut of them, but by coming out, I've been able to get many more resources, which has been instrumental in helping my daughter get to a new place. So today, in this segment, what I'd like to talk about is the value of mental health. As I've said before, and I think we all know, is that mental illness is as important as physical illness. We must keep our mind healthy and sharp in the same way that we need to keep our body healthy and physically sharp. If we let either one go, the quality of our life changes radically. If our brain isn't functioning in the best way, the quality of our life diminishes. And I found that with my daughter, where she was once vibrant, once the illness progressed, her world shrunk from the entire world being her oyster to her room. And that's not a life, right? And it's important that we start to look at our own experiences in the world and not brush them aside, not run past them, because we have something more important to do. And on the show, we talk a lot about mindfulness and the tools that help us go inward. So I think this goes hand in hand with some of what we're going to talk about today, especially the tools. And there are many practical tools that we all can use to increase our mental health and resiliency. And resiliency is our ability to deal with the changes that life presents us. Life is never always going to go our way. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is secure. So as humans, we have to learn how to go with the flow, which I think is the main point of mindfulness, is adapting to what you see in front of you. So building those muscles of resiliency and flow will help you to navigate the challenges that life will present to you, because no one has an easy road. As I tell my daughter all the time, everybody's got something they've got to deal with. Always have something to deal with. It's also within that, as I was saying, is to recognize, pause, slow down, turn inward to recognize what feelings you are having, instead of working through them or eating through them, drugging through them. Did I say drinking through them? All of those things that we do, or binge watching shows, whatever it is for you to kind of soothe and quote unquote, take the edge off. instead of doing those things, take the time to actually look inward and look at those emotions. Are you sad? Are you angry? Are you feeling depressed? Are you anxious? What is it for you? I mean, there's a myriad of emotions. So taking that time that you would use to use a substance or a behavior as a palliative, use that time set to start to look in. I know it's scary, but if you focus with the breath, just taking a couple of breaths inward and out and in and out, slowing down, you can start to become aware of what's trying to get your attention. By using meditation, even for like 2 to 3 minutes, can help bring that awareness to what's trying to get your attention. And what's trying to get your attention is the thing that you need to heal. I'm going to talk about more about that, okay? In the same way that you are supportive to your friends and family when they have different situations or challenges or questions or whatever they have about life, or they question their philosophy or their place in the world, you should give yourself that same space. Give yourself that room to explore your own feelings. What are they like, right? Try in the same way you would advise a friend or a family member or your child to find the positives. Look for the positives in your life. Start thinking about what you can be grateful for. One thing that I work on in terms of gratitude, just the basics every day, is I am a spiritual religious person. You could, however you want to think about it, is just be grateful to, I say to God, you could say to just the universe, what have you, is that you are alive. That I like to say that we were listed on the to be woken up list, right? Because there's some folks that didn't wake up today, unfortunately. Be grateful that you still have, you have two eyes, you can smell, you can hear, that you have a healthy body, you have a healthy mind, you have a home, you have food to eat, you can walk, you might have a car or reliable transportation, you have friends and family that care about you, you can breathe. I mean, break it down to the simplest components. And if you're grateful for those things, that's how you can find the positives within anything. I am in the midst of emerging from a chapter in my life where everything seemed to, again, go wrong. I was struggling with my daughter's mental illness, and that was putting a great strain on our family, both emotionally, spiritually, and financially. So it was a lot. And we're coming out on the other side, and I'm able to look at potential challenges or challenges that still exist and look for the positive in them. Because I know that I have, my basic needs have been met. So if my basic needs have been met for the day, I am completely wealthy. I am rich. And if you look at the rich list, go to richlist.org and you will see where you sit on the world's wealthiest. And the fact that we have clean running water and can bathe and eat every day, I'm completely and totally grateful. And that's where I find my positives. In the little things, because those are the things that actually matter. All the other stuff is extraneous. And even when we find the positive and we're still in adversity, finding connection with others, opening yourself up and being vulnerable by asking for help. And that's something that we've discussed. I struggle with. I'm sure other people do. I want to do it all and be it all and be supermom. But what this experience has taught me, my experience with my daughter, I think it's even greater than the experience of loss that in 2016 what brought me here, is that I've learned a new sense of surrender where I can't be all things to her. And it's also that I need to ask for more help. I cannot do it all. And that there are plenty of people around me that once I opened myself up in this way, I found my tribe. I found the people that actually see me, support me, and get me. In the past, I had shut down because I didn't see anybody that I thought could help me. And I didn't think they liked me or they understood me, or I had to fight so hard to get somewhere. And with this experience, of letting go and surrendering and seeking that connection, I'm finding that there are more people that are like me, other people that understand me, other people that see me, and that helps me to go back to my resiliency. And I'm building that muscle, and I'm finding ways to become resilient versus resentful. And by opening up through this resiliency, through this vulnerability, I'm able to have that connection with people and see what I can be grateful for and where I can see some things are just not as bad as they are in my head. And by taking that stuff out of your head and into the world, by talking and connecting to someone, you start to find the places where the problem can get solved, or you find out some things can work themselves out without you doing anything. And that's actually a bonus. And that's something I'm grateful for as well. Another key component, which I talked about at the top of the show opening, is that, you know, there are lots of people that believe, you know, there's lots of homeopathic recipes, like therapies, which could or could work. There could be vitamins, there could be lots of things in addition to, you know, standard pharmacology that's used for psychiatric illness. But I think an important thing is also to keep your body healthy, right? Your brain is a part of your body, obviously. But trying to keep a healthy lifestyle in terms of exercise, getting outdoors, eating well. I'm not talking about, you know, whatever that looks for you. Some people, like, I eat clean, it's keto, it's vegan, it's vegetarian, whatever works for you and your body and your system, do that. By having a regular routine of eating healthy, making good food choices, taking toxic people out of your life, that's another diet as well. Having a good routine of what you do in the morning through midday to evening is important. All of those things bring about core wellness for you, especially if you're struggling with mental illness. Having something in your life that's predictable, in support of a healthy lifestyle and in support of finding, you know, the space and time to work through your feelings is going to take you very far and a long way. So with that, I think we can start to wrap up this segment. So my last point again is, again, by recognizing your feelings, finding routines that support you, lift you up, finding the people, places, and things that support you, and removing all toxic influences and people and situations, that's going to help you to build up the strength and resiliency for your mental health and well-being. So with that, you are on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And today we are talking about mental health and mental illness. May is Mental Health Month. And we are talking about how to take mental health and mental illness from out of the closet and into the light. And in our next segment, we'll talk about how to get screening and therapy and other resources. So stay tuned.
Finder of lost things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
You've been listening, but are you watching? tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach, Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Welcome back. You are here with Brittany Miles on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And today we are talking about mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I am devoting my May shows to mental health awareness. And today we're just talking about mental health awareness and what you can do to be aware of your mental health. Mental health is on par with physical health, and physical illness is on par with mental illness. So it's important that we start taking mental health and mental illness out of the dark, deep closet and bring it out of the shadows into the light. In my past shows, I've shared that our family has a member, my daughter, is struggling with mental illness, and I wrote a blog, which was posted on NAMI.org, published today, about our experiences with first episode psychosis and how we're moving forward and through that process. Other places you can get support and about mental health and mental illness are NAMI.org and MHA.org. We'll be flashing those throughout the show, and we'll put them in the description box for the show so you can get that information. So we talked a little bit about the statistics about mental illness. I believe it was in the US, 1 in 5 US adults will be diagnosed with mental illness. So that's a lot. I don't know what the percentage is because I'm bad at math and I'm not going to do that to myself, but that's a lot. I mean, your friends and family members are, you know, there are people out there struggling. So it's important for us to find the time and the place to become aware of what's going on with us, instead of drinking, drugging, binge watching, eating through those emotions, taking time to investigate with care and nurture ourselves to figure out what that's going on with us and find people that we can talk to about it. So one way to check on yourself is take a mental health screen, right? I know, you know, we've got the ACA these days, but the ACA doesn't go far enough. Even with the Medicaid expansion, if you're aware of that, there are 12 states right now that don't currently opt into the expansion. So that means for some folks in some of our poorer states in the South and Deep South and part of the Rust Belt, I'm thinking Wisconsin, folks at various income levels don't have access to mental health care in the way that they need to. Otherwise,
you know, they'll just kind of suffer or white knuckle it, if you will. So one way to kind of get past some of that white knuckling is to go to mhascreening.org. So I'll say that again. M as in Mary, H-A, screening, S-C-R-E-E-N-I-N-G.org to get a mental screen. I was reading that. That's why I wasn't looking at you guys. So there, I believe you can be screened for anxiety, depression, PTSD, probably more serious mental illness, schizophrenia, so forth and so on. But go check it out and see where you are. I did a screen for, I think, caregivers and anxiety, and I know I already have anxiety, but I'm still waiting to hear back on my screen. And they will follow up with you. And then also on MHA as well as NAMI, if you look up your issues, so let's say it's anxiety, you'll get an overview of your illness or a potential illness or a cluster of symptoms, and they'll provide some resources of where you can go. And I think one of the biggest barriers to getting help is understanding where to go. Today, I know Gen Z spends a lot of time on the internet, the interwebs, and they look for information on social media because if it's posted in Twitter, it's got to be true. Am I right? So Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, those are not reliable resources. So finding resources about lived experiences like what I've shared on NAMI or going to MHA for a screening, those are reliable resources where you can get the information that you need in order to figure out what the heck's going on with you, right? Or you're able to sit down with a family member and maybe walk through some of like questionnaires or looking at the resources where they send you, or even just doing the screening with, let's say, mom, because mom's starting to seem a little bit different, right? Or even with your kid or even your partner or your spouse, right? Other ways you can get help, see your primary care physician. Now, most primary care physicians are not psychiatric professionals. They may or may not be. They usually do a rotation, you know, when they're in med school, right? So they're aware. A lot are general practitioners or GPs. So while they can write you a script, they're not going to be able to kind of go into a deep dive into, wow, I think this is schizophrenia. They'll probably prescribe to the anxiety, which could be good, which is an option, but maybe not the best option because they're not that deep, as I said, into psychiatry and the best medicines for you. So I would say if that's an option for you, if you have a primary care physician in private or even public insurance plans, start there, right? Ask them, tell them what's going on with you. Have that conversation and be honest. These are some weird things that I'm feeling, or is this quote unquote normal, right? And with that, they can help you figure out what some of the core symptoms are, tease it out. They might need help on some bedside manner, if you will, but be as honest and frank as you can be with them. Because from there, I know with my GP, she will send me off to other providers within our network and our system and say, hey, here's somebody I've referred to. Why don't you give them a call, or I will call them for you and say, hey, I have a patient that's experiencing these symptoms. I have a concern. I've asked them to schedule with you, right? Here's the background that I have, right? So start there and see where that goes. Hopefully you'll have the ability through insurance to go see that provider. Find a therapist. There are many therapists out there. There are lots of lists. I think if you're able to, with public and private insurance, go to Psychology Today, and they have a drop down on their top UI that says find a therapist. And then it's a simple search either by address or county or zip code, whatever have you, and it'll pull up therapists in your area. You might be able to filter on what you're looking for a child psychiatrist or a child psychologist that focuses on these different areas. And from there, you should be able to get a list, maybe find one or two that you'd like to call and reach out to and see if they are able to meet with you. You would also be able to see if they are accepting new patients, what forms of insurance they take, if it's cash-based, you know, how much it costs per session, what the intake process might be. They might send you off to their website or their group's website so you can gain information. Or you could just call them or email them and say, hey, here's where I am. This is a situation I have. Can somebody talk to me? And probably their admin or maybe even the therapist themselves might do a quick consult with you to talk about what your needs are, maybe 30 minutes. Again, that's an option, right? If you have public or private insurance. You can find support groups. There are support groups for everything these days, right? From Alcoholics Anonymous, Al-Anon, Alateen, Overeaters Anonymous. There is for drugs. I can't remember what the drug equivalent of AA for substance abuse. Those are options. There are probably meetings all around the country, in your county, in your city, the world, probably 24/7. A lot of meetings are online, or you can call a crisis line as well for them. I know there are lots of Facebook groups that have support. For me, I've been going to support groups with NAMI, which have been invaluable to me. But I think if you go to NAMI or MHA, you should be able to find a list of different support groups and other resources, right? So with that, we're going to get ready to go to a break. So what we were talking about in this segment was about getting mental health screens as a first step for some folks if they don't feel comfortable reaching out to a doctor just yet. So you can go to mhascreening.org. I highly encourage you. It's quick, it's free, and it's private. So you can assess your own personal situation or the situation of a loved one. If you don't know where to go after that, see your primary care physician. They can help you. Try Psychology Today to find a therapist in your locale. And as I said, there are various support groups from AA, Overeaters Anonymous, substance abuse groups, as well as support groups for caregivers and peers with mental illness. And with that, I'm Brittany Miles on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we're talking about mental health awareness. Stay tuned.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at tracylclark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
And I stepped on the music. Sorry, Olivia. So hi, you're Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Get It All. And I had a slightly silly return back to the show. And today we are talking about mental health awareness. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And all day long, we've been talking about the statistics in the United States about the prevalence of mental illness. We've talked about the value of mental health, and we've talked about resources in terms of how to get screened, how to find a therapist, support groups, and where to start when you don't know where to start in going to your primary care physician and or going to mhascreenings.org to screen, find questionnaires, quizzes, to see what's going on with you. And they're private and they're secure, and it's a help to start you on your journey back from mental illness if you happen to have it. So in this last segment, I'd like to focus on the tools that we have to help us maintain our mental health and stability and resiliency. A lot of things fall under the mindfulness bucket, which is what we talk about here on the show about restorative power surrender. And I think by focusing in on the breath, by taking that easy inhale and easy exhale, when we feel anxious, when we feel depressed, or when we have something that we don't know what we're feeling and we're confused, just easy breathing in and out, and in, and out, kind of kickstarts our brain. It's like a quick reboot for us to center and get quiet. We could gently close our eyes or just look gently into the distance and just try to check in with ourselves and see what's trying to get our attention. And that's a lot. I think that's pretty much the battle with mental illness, is trying to figure out what's getting our attention, what's going on, what is our brain trying to tell us, right? How is our body reacting to what our brain is trying to tell us? So finding the ability to center ourselves on the breath and stay in that present moment helps with that resiliency as well as a check-in. Another way to check in is using RAIN, something we've talked about extensively with Dr. Mary Angela. If you haven't seen those shows, those are from the summer, and we can link those too in the description box. But RAIN is a practice, if you will, from Tara Brach, and it stands for this: recognizing what's going on with you, allowing what's going on with you just to be as it is, investigate what's going on within you with care, asking yourself questions,
And then nurture yourself through the process. What self-care or resources or connections can you get or need in order to support you at this time? And this isn't a 1, 2, 3, 4 process. This, you can go through RAIN multiple times on the same issue, in the same moment, in the same day, in the same hour, what have you. You could do RAIN with another person. It's just a great tool for you to center yourself into the present moment and centering into what's actually happening for you. So if you're in the midst of anxiety or panic, or you can feel that encroaching, just sitting there and trying to understand what's going on, recognize what's happening around you. World seems kind of moving at a fast pace, or things seem to be out of control. Allow that sense of lack of control to be, right? And investigate, why are you feeling this sense of the lack of control? What's feeding into that? Gentle questions for yourself. You might not have them, but then just nurture yourself as you go through it and just keep breathing. Always just keep breathing. When you just need to take a mental health break and just get away from all the things that life is throwing at you at the moment, I have that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 meditation. And it's looking for 5 things that, you know, you can see around you, 4 things that you can hear around you, 3 things that you can smell around you, 2 things that you can, 1 thing that you can taste. And then what's the other? I can't think of it right now, but you get the picture. And well, again, we'll post it, but going through all of those steps, using all of your senses, it allows you to focus and get back into the present moment. So whenever life is throwing you that curveball, you can sit and center. And again, you can do this multiple times, right? Because life, if you're walking around or sitting someplace, you can move, you can start to see things differently. I've used it myself when I've just been like, I can't, like, I just can't. And I'm like freaking out and I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'm starting to get screechy and on edge. With people. Developing a meditation practice, that's something that can help. There have been multiple studies that show even 2 to 3 minutes a day make a significant change on our brain chemistry. It allows us to take that breath and that ease and take a step away to hear and gain the attention of the things that are trying to get our attention. Ways you can build a practice, you can go to insightmeditation.org. You can look for insight meditation groups within your locale. You can use apps like 10% Happier to build a meditation practice. You could use Insight Meditation. Again, they are for Apple and Android, or you could just, you know, go through any app store and look for meditation apps and timers, and those are good just to just start that practice. Start owning your feelings and realizing you do have feelings. I'm a person that used to be kind of numb, but I'm realizing that I do have feelings that need to be expressed. And instead of, you know, eating through or drinking through or sleeping through or whatever, but I'm realizing that I need to own my feelings and open up myself to that vulnerability to feel, because you can't heal what you can't face. Developing healthy routines. We touched on that before. Letting go of all the toxic things in your life. That could be people, places, and things, jobs, whatever that looks like for you, toxic foods. Building a healthy, you know, lifestyle, which includes good eating, healthy eating for you and your body type, exercise. This isn't about advocation for a particular diet. It's like what that looks like for you, because every body, 1 word and 2 words is different. And finding the people in your life that fill you and bring you joy. That might mean letting go, like I said, some toxic folks, and finding those folks that are supportive of you. I've done that in my life, where I've let go of a lot of other people that I realized didn't like me, but I was always trying to gain their favor. And it was really a struggle for me. And now I spend a lot more time with people that do like me, that do get me. I, you know, quote unquote, found my tribe. So it's important to us to find those people that like us and love us. And maybe that is your family and your friend group. It might not be your current family of origin or friend group, but you can grow and build that community for yourself. And with that, I want to say thank you for your time today and listening. I hope you gained something about learning how to take care of your mental health and finding the tools and the screenings and websites and resources that can help you. As I said, a lot of the things that we talked about today will be in our description box. And I am wishing you good mental health. All right. Take care. See you in 2 weeks. Bye now.
You have been listening to Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Brittany Miles teaches you how to lose to gain it all with the healing power of surrender. Are you ready to lead a happier life? For more information or to connect with Brittany, visit MilesToGoCoaching.com. That's Miles with the number 2, G-O, coaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.